This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
The European Union climate agency, Copernicus, reported that March was the Earth's 10th consecutive month of record-breaking heat, with populations across much of the northern and southern hemispheres experiencing temperatures overshooting climate targets, with both air temperatures and the world's oceans hitting an all-time high for the month of March. As reported in The Guardian, according to the Carbon Majors Database, which is compiled by world-renowned researchers, a mere 57 oil, gas, coal, and cement producers are directly linked to 80% of the world's global fossil CO2 emissions since the 2016 Paris Climate Agreement, although some experts dispute this figure, saying it's more like 55%. Either way, the powerful cohort of state-controlled corporations and shareholder-owned multinationals are the leading drivers of the climate crisis. The analysis reveals that most mega producers increased their output of fossil fuels and related emissions in the 7 years after the climate agreement. In the database of 122 of the world's biggest historical climate polluters, the researchers found that 65% of state entities and 55% of private sector companies had scaled up production. During this period, the biggest investor-owned contributor to emissions was ExxonMobil of the United States. Top forecasters from Colorado State University predicted an extremely active hurricane season is likely in 2024. In fact, the forecast includes the highest number of hurricanes ever predicted in an April forecast by Colorado State since their scientists began issuing predictions in 1995. The forecasters came out with an aggressive forecast of 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major hurricanes. As reported by Reuters, according to a new report by Clean Investment Monitor, the rate of carbon emissions cuts in the United States has doubled since the passage of President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. Since the IRA was passed in 2022, more than 80 wind, solar, and energy storage projects have made use of the law's tax credits and direct payments. Clean energy and transportation investment in the U.S. set another record in Q4 of 2023, reaching $67 billion, a 40% increase from the same period in 2022. Clean investment now accounts for 5% of all private investment in structures, equipment, and durable consumer goods in the United States. Australian billionaire mining magnate Andrew Forrest is demonstrating his dedication to a healthier future after agreeing to invest in projects that will meet one-third of Australia's clean energy goals. Reuters reported in January that Forrest's commitment is one of the biggest in the country, and wind, solar, and battery projects are expected to be in the works. Forrest announced at a groundbreaking ceremony for a wind farm in New South Wales, "The time for talk is over. We are investing right now in Australia's green energy transition and creating jobs and economic development for regional Australia." According to Reuters, the commitment has provided hope that Australia will still be able to meet its goal of having 82% of its electricity come from renewable sources by 2023. ClimateCrisis247.com writes that the usual cry is that China is the most polluting nation in the world, which it is. The fact is that China is by far doing the most to develop renewable energy. Consider, for instance, these two headlines. China added more solar panels in 2023 than the U.S. did in its entire history. And China built more solar panels in 2023 than the entire world did in 2022. The figures come from the International Energy Agency's recently released roundup of 2023's Green Power Progress, which details how worldwide renewables grew about 50% in just 1 year. The world's capacity to generate renewable electricity is expanding faster than at any time in the last 3 decades.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.